Professor Andy Neely, Director of the Cambridge Service Alliance and Head of the Institute for Manufacturing.
Andy, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance Industry Day conference today. We're looking at creating value through customer services. Why that title now?
Well, I think the reality is many organisations are thinking about how they build deeper and stronger relationships with their customers, not just those dealing with end customers or consumers, but in the business-to-business world, people are really concerned about how do I get into a partnership with a customer that allows me to deliver more value for them, but then also means that they continue to work with me through an extended period of time.
Tom Palmer, Director of Services for Civil Large Engines. This is exactly the point. It's a very long life cycle business, and our relationships with our customers are very deep and in many cases very, very trusting. And Rolls-Royce has always been a partnering company and with our customers' interests truly at our heart. And that's what we're focused on, truly adding value to our customers. Our whole vision is trusted to deliver excellence. We need to be trusted by our customers to act in their best interests. Services have been a big part of that journey. Our first main Total Care contract was in American Airlines 20 years ago, and from that beginning, we've grown our Total Care product, so now 90% of our engines are covered by some sort of long-term fixed-price maintenance contract, a 10 or 12 or even 15-year contracts. And at this point in time, we're looking to how the next generation of Total Care might look and might do and how we improve the value for our customers and bring in new value propositions.
Well, let me just pick up on some phrases you mentioned in relation to your customers, you know, and your Total Care package. You said your relationship was deep, broad. They were true partners. They were very personal, very proud. These are relationships that are deep-seated and almost not separate from the company. You're part of their company.
And it feels like that in many cases. If they're deep personal relationships and people have grown up together and worked most of their working lives together, working on the same issues, which is helping their business and its availability. So our interests are so heavily intertwined that those are true partnerships, yes.
And what about this age of big data? You mentioned that if you tell your customers that you can analyse big data or, you know, you've got in one of your service centres people spotting where the next fault in the engine may be, they perhaps think it's consultancy. You have to package it in a different way.
So everyone's talking about big data, but the customers are sophisticated operators. They're not interested in handing over all their data for someone to speculate they may find something. They're not interested in that, and they're not interested in the hype. They understand how a value is created. So we're focusing really on the pointy end, where value is really made for the airline. What data do you need for that? How much? Its timeliness and what analytics and working backwards from the problem. And I think that's the way to really keep focus on the customer's issue is the way to crack the data problem.
It's Christopher Gons. I'm the Group Service R&D Manager at ABB. In the end, it's different people. Why we call this Internet of Services, it might be people from different organizations that are providing services to customers, or it might be the customer himself. It is, in the end, of course, it's the people who are providing the services, but properly designed system of interacting services is actually the part that brings most value to the customer, where he always gets the right person on the call, he always gets the right person visiting his site, because the experts that looked at the data in the cloud have already agreed whose problem it was and who has to take which spare part to site and install it on site.
Now, your strapline for ABB is power and productivity for a better world, supporting people in that quest. Is it sometimes hard to take your customers and indeed your staff with you because the pace of change is fast?
That is a very relative story. Yes, sometimes it's difficult, but also with our customers, we do have conservative customers, we have more aggressive customers, we also see that in internally. So yes, it's a time of change. Me personally, I'm excited about this, seeing this, shaping this. Maybe other people are scared because the outcome is not totally clear to everybody, but it's a journey that has started, and let's see where this is going to.
And it really is about taking people on that journey with you, as Professor Andy Neely said, and being able to provide those solutions for them and customer value by doing that.
Exactly. The customer value is very important. If you cannot explain to the customer what's the value of what you're doing, he will never understand that it makes sense to give you data, or it makes sense to sign a service contract or doing business with you. In the end, it's always a collaboration between us, partners, and the customer, that everybody sees, well, if you do it that way, then it will work, and then we'll optimize the production or optimize whatever the customer would like to achieve with his equipment. And we are a part of that overall system and are happy to help there.
My name is Alejandro Bernal. I work for Zoetis as Head of Corporate Strategy, Business and Commercial Development. I've been with Zoetis for 15 years now. We are committed to having a very close communication with our customers. Because of our scale and the relationship that we have with our customers, our number one objective is to understand their needs and find out how we can help them do what they do, how we can help them grow their businesses, or help them make better decisions so that the businesses of their customers grow. And by doing that, we do believe that the behind all that, at the origin of all that, is our commitment to ensuring that through the use of our medicines, our direct support, and our services, our customers can produce more quality food in a more efficient way, because they are raising healthier animals, because in the companion animal segment, they are also enjoying healthier pets for longer periods. And ultimately, by detecting diseases sooner and treating diseases effectively, we're also contributing to animal welfare.
And that really does have big goals and benefits for society wherever you're living in the world. The population growth, the feeding the world, there can't be anything more important, really.
Well, we clearly are committed to it. We're very passionate about it. And that's where we spend our efforts and our investments, in continuing to discover and develop medicines that will support animal health in livestock and in companion animals. And through our field force and our relationship with our customers, continuously understand how to make that a journey where every day animals will have access to the best medicines, and we will support our customers in delivering those medicines to them.
And it's not just a passionate journey, it's an exciting one. It's very much of now and the moment, and capturing the spirit of the times, what technology can achieve.
Yes, the increased speed of development of technology is something that, as a company, we are realizing now, or we have been realizing for the last few years, that is a very important component that needs to be included in the overall offer that we make our customers, because it complements extremely well the value that we bring to them through the medicines that we develop to prevent and treat disease.
Including Chloe, your own dog.
Including Chloe, absolutely.
Hello, I'm Florian Umetz. I'm a Senior Research Associate in the University of Cambridge.
Hi, my name is Veronica Martinez, and I am a Senior Research Fellow at Cambridge Service Alliance.
Mohamed Zaki, I'm leading the big data research here at Cambridge Service Alliance.
Mohamed, do you agree that there's a common theme cutting across all the presentations, from Rolls-Royce to ABB to Zoetis?
Yeah, there are. A cutting theme is around how the data could help to enable the shift to the digital services. So you can see Rolls-Royce is talking about different condition monitoring solutions, health of the machines, going all the way to the health of animals from the Zoetis perspectives, and that all trying to use the data and Internet of Things to help them to understand the behaviors, either in the Rolls-Royce example is the machines and APP is the machines, to the Zoetis example, which is about the animals and the different patterns of animals, could help them to help their customers and customers to drive some insights and also to commercialize that and get some revenue streams out of this data as well.
And it's true to say they took us on a journey. Each one of them had a customer care journey within their organizations, and Andy Neely picked up on that.
Yeah, so there's true value about demonstrate the value to the customers and the benefit that could happen to the customers when they try to analyze this data or building these digital services is quite clear. So you think about Rolls-Royce when they talk about the total care, think about Zoetis when you talk about the vet support solutions, all these digital solutions is helping their customer to understand their customer better and derive some value for them.
Now, Florian, it's true to say that people talk about the customer journey. They also talk about bringing staff with them, bringing the sales team, the technical teams, the customer teams, wherever they are in the world. It would seem that these business models are full of complexity. Do you think they are, or do you think perhaps people are beginning to solve those complexities?
I think we are very much on a journey to solving these problems as well. What we all show in the research that we're doing, they are very complex. It's quite important to work visually when you try and understand this complexity. But especially on the end user satisfaction, or there's always someone who kind of, in the end of the day, pays the bill. If companies manage to get these people satisfied, there's obviously then very much a strong return of investment, and as well then greater wealth for the companies that are involved.
And you, Veronica, have particularly looked at how you get organizational change.
Yeah, I have seen, and it was very interesting for me to hear from their perspectives how is the journey and how has been the journey. And all across them, it hasn't been easy. There are no tools and techniques that tell you how and where to go. And this is why we are here, the Service Alliance.
So the Rolls-Royce model is fascinating. I mean, in many ways, they're held up as the premier example of an organisation that's innovated its business model and is offering services. And the fact they've got 90%+ of customers or engines that are on total care packages is a really interesting statistic. Effectively, when they introduced this model, when they first said to people, we will guarantee availability of the engine at a fixed cost per flying hour, they were the first in the market to do it. And they've changed the way the airline industry operates as a consequence. And they often describe their total care package as both an insurance policy as well as a service policy. So if you have big expensive assets, clearly you're worried about you running them efficiently, but you're also worried about having the insurance in place that if they break down for some reason, you can get a replacement. And Rolls have thought that model through and clearly implemented it very well.
And successfully. If you then move on to ABB, there was an interesting lesson there, because they pointed out the technology can do wonderful things, but it's the people who deliver. So although right down the service value chain, you can have the Internet of Things connecting technology to various service engineers, you can find what the fault is, but it takes people to solve them. So they spoke about the Internet of People.
In ABB's case, the theme was lots of people talking about the Internet of Things, but actually they argued that you need to think about the Internet of Things, people and services. And so it's all very well connecting devices, but actually people play an important part in service systems. And you have to think about services in terms of how you create value. So if you don't think about that entire suite of things, people and services, it's very difficult to create value for the customer.
Now, if we then move on to Zoetis, let's look at their conclusions. They said that you have to really begin what you call the journey with your customers. You bring your company with you. You don't innovate alone. And through value and creating value, you help your customers to do great things. Clearly, you agree with that.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think that particularly the final comment of Zoetis was a lovely unifying theme. So the notion that actually organisations exist to help their customers do great things, or their customers' customers to do great things, is a theme that we hear in lots of different organisations thinking about services. And I think too often organisations get focused almost too narrowly. They think about their immediate customer, but actually if you start to think about the customer's customer, and you say, how do I make the customer's customer more efficient, more effective, better able to do the job they want to? If you're the organisation that helps your customer help their customer do a better job, you become the preferred partner for your customer, which is the organisation you're going to work most closely with. So that final sentence from Zoetis about helping customers do a better job is absolutely the heart of services.